like old Jeopardy's from 2004.
3 hours of it?
Yeah.
That's a lot of Jeopardy.
That's all we do is watch Jeopardy.
Is that good for the libido? 3 hours of Jeopardy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So it's so hot here right now. All the Jeopardy we've been watching.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I've got a, yeah. What is
my... Sorry. Oh, crap. Sorry. Oh, man. Sorry. Sorry. I stepped all over one of your... I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm half.
Probably for the best.
I'm half here. I'm half. It's freezing down here, too. It's like there's no heat in my basement, so I literally feel like I'm in that ice hotel in Sweden. Like, that's what I feel like, except not as nice.
Not as nice, and it's probably warmer in that hotel because, I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. They probably have, like, saunas every other room that you can go into for 5-10 minutes just to...
I guess we're just getting old or something, because what I went to go do was to drag a space heater into this room.
That's awesome. No, it's literally... No, it's very cold down here because there's no heat down here.
I know that basement gets cold, yeah.
Well, let me tell you about... So I have a Tempur-Pedic mattress upstairs, okay?
Yeah, fancy.
Memory foam, right?
Lottie freaking doll.
I have two windows at opposite ends of this bedroom, and it is hot as hell up here all the time. So I keep those two windows open and only one vent open that's across the room, okay? So the other day when it was like 6 or 10 or whatever it was, all day, there had been hardly any heat in here, and those two windows were open all day.
Oh, yeah. My God.
So when I came up here to go to bed, the bed, the mattress, was literally frozen like cement. like cement. Oh, okay, God. Now, it wasn't below freezing in here. It was just that, for whatever reason, frozen completely.
I guess like spring would not just get, seized up or something.
Well, there's no springs. It's memory foam.
Yeah, it's the memory foam.
So, I mean, like,
there's a freezing
solid
point.
Cement. Like, you would just lay on it and it just no give at all. It was literally like laid on concrete. So, that was a miserable night. And then, of course, I'd close the windows and turn the heat on to thaw the thing out.
That is awesome.
It's weird.
Wow.
Interesting. I wonder what it is about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I meant to look that up and see if I could figure out what the chemistry was there, but I did not do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that would have been interesting to our listeners to learn about the polymer chains involved there.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know. Yeah. Oh, God.
I don't think our listeners would be surprised by anything at this point.
No, not at this point. No. Not at this point. So, hey, since you've only got like 45 minutes, why don't we just go ahead and,
Yeah. Hello and welcome to Card Trader Illuminati. This is your podcast for Star Wars Card Trader and all things digital card trading. This is Tommy, Lefty the Hut, in the app. With me, as always, is Michael. How you doing, Michael?
And this is a safe place, right? Because I've got a little bit of a confession to make.
Oh, of course. Yeah, of course.
I too, have a magazine fetish of sorts as well. I like to also be spanked with a magazine, but it's the Entertainment Weekly, specifically opened up to the Anthony Bresnikan Star Wars articles. So as long as my woman opens up that article,
so that's what does it for you.
That's what does it for me. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That may not even be the strangest thing among hosts of this podcast, but hopefully those secrets will be kept.
Yeah, hopefully. Reddit, yeah, this is a safe place. So.
Hey, I'm good. Well, like the Forbes magazine revealed, I also have a magazine fetish.
Uh-huh.
I like to be spanked by Highlights magazine.
It is tough to find those fish. I always want to know where the fish are. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's rare to have a magazine that's both printed in color, but then also on that newsprint type paper. So I
Right.
Particular texture.
And I don't like the glossy. Yeah, I don't like the glossy modern day magazines.
Yeah. Well, it takes all kinds, I suppose.
Hey, look, I have been on a. I've been listening to the Cranberries all week.
Oh yeah.
Tragic news, and I was thinking. One way to kind of smooth things over with, you know, my arch nemesis, DJ Cesar Mays.
Yeah, yeah.
If he would give us an EDM mix of the Cranberries' Dreams.
Oh.
If he could put that together for me, I think I would bury the hatchet.
Has that not been done before, though, in all these
years? It has, but I want to hear what Cesar Mays.
Oh, you want to hear his take on it. Yeah. There's always several DJs that do different cuts, so yeah, that's a good idea. I think that's
He should do that as a
is that like kind of an
in memoriam.
Is that like hands across borders, or you know, it's like, you know, reaching out? That's good. I think you should. I think I mean, it'd be great.
So get the word out to him. See if he can't put that together. I don't know how hard that is. I don't know anything about DJing. I mean, he's probably busy, obviously, with birthday parties and such, bar mitzvahs.
Right, right. Yeah.
Whatever prison time he's surely doing.
What song did you say?
Dreams. By the Cranberries. Yeah. Come on, man.
Okay.
Rest in peace.
Well,
One of the three that I know.
Not all of them. It's just the lead singer. So probably the band's probably done because the lead singer's dead.
Yeah, I think you call it a day. Yeah. Call it a day without her, right? I mean, she had that affected voice, you know.
I don't think
they could. That's going to be hard to replace, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah. I mean, Queen would never do that. Classic bands like Queen, Chicago, they would never try to replace them.
You shut your mouth. Look, apparently that Queen show is fantastic.
I would go see it.
Very highly reviewed.
I'm not going to drive to a different city to see it, but
I would go if it were close. I would go to Nashville, Atlanta.
I might. I mean, I wasn't a huge Queen fan or anything.
I'm a big Queen fan.
I liked the Highlander soundtrack. That's about it.
That's a good soundtrack.
Oh man, that is good.
Yeah,
that's
Kind of Magic was that album.
Yeah. I guess I liked Bicycle. That was always a fun song.
Bicycle Race?
I think it was just called Bicycle.
That's not even the best song on that album.
No, that's
Fat Bottom Girls is the best song on that album.
Yes, yeah, that's a deep cut. Yeah. Bicycle is. Fat Bottom Girls, huh?
Mm. A lot of times those two songs showed up in as a pair. Back in the classic rock radio station days, they would play those two songs.
Oh, they'd sort of mix them together.
Kind of like We Will Rock You was always followed by We Are the Champions.
Yeah,
right.
We Are the Champions.
Yeah. Green Day, for whatever reason, there was a pair of Green Day songs that always ran back to back.
Really? I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was like a slow one and a fast one. It was like Insomniac. And
then the one where he's up in his room and he's, the masturbating song. Yeah. Well, didn't they always put those two together?
Well, I don't know if it was that one.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what the two songs were.
Didn't NXS do that too? With
Probably. And Duran Duran.
You know, NXS, that one song that everybody knows. Now I can't think of it. The one NXS song that... Crap. What is it? Somebody say it. What is that song?
I can't think of it.
Then Mediate was the second. They would always play Mediate afterwards.
I don't know.
What's that song?
I'm not familiar with it.
I black out most of the 80s. I don't know if Queen counts for the 80s, but they're about the only.
They were.
They're about the only music I
only know NXS from that era. That horrible reality show they did. Where they were trying to find the lead singer for their band. That was...
Oh, yeah.
That was horrible. It was like one season, and the guy that won ended up going on tour with them, and then I think he crapped
Need
out.
You Tonight. That
Need
was the song.
You Tonight, yeah.
And then Mediate.
Sounds about right.
So as far as having a reality show where you pick a lead singer for your band,
yeah.
I mean, you would... want it to last much more than one season, I wouldn't think.
No, you wouldn't. Like, we've been at this at 10 seasons now.
It's a successful ninth season. I've already searched for my
Whatever,
I'm not sure.
Whatever brings the ratings, right? I mean, you know, you just keep going with it, I guess. What if they did one, like, sort of like a fight to the death between the current lead singer and the new lead singer that won the competition? Like, if it was like Goo Goo Dolls, because they could get rid of that guy. They could tell that guy is replaceable, easily
replaceable.
Just pick
a band where, you've got a lead singer who...
The only person not replaceable on Goo Goo Dolls is the bass player, the fat bass player. He's the only one that's not replaceable.
Is there any more, at this point, is there any more certain of a death sentence to not making it out of the 20 teens than having a song that was popular in the 90s?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, yeah, those folks are checking out.
Yeah, most of them are checking. It's weird, though, because the 80s bands are coming back, but all those 90s bands, they're done for.
I feel like we're onto something with this lead singer fight to the death thing. Like, almost like a Sith Lord rule of two kind of thing, where the lead singer is constantly having to fight off these younger people who come in and try to kill him.
Yeah.
And eventually one will kill him and take over.
Yeah.
Like somebody, some young punk that does tons of drugs will eventually knock off Steven Tyler, let's say.
Well, you know, like that Filipino kid that took over Journey.
Yeah, killed Steve
Joey
Perry.
Alexander?
No, he got killed Steve Perry.
He killed Steve Perry.
To
basically
take over Journey.
I mean, Steve Perry is a shell of himself, so he might as well be dead. I mean, he wouldn't even sing.
A guy killed him. No, a guy killed him with his bare hands. With a Filipino prison shiv.
How do you show up to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, get your award, and not even sing with your band?
He doesn't sing anymore. He's Filipino.
That's not true. I've heard him sing within the last like 5 years. Somebody caught it on YouTube, and he still has it. Yet he refused to sing with his band at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and let the Filipino kid sing. I just don't get it.
He's letting the
royalties roll in.
I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
That has to be some vitriol between those band members for him to show up, get the award, and not even sing with them.
Then check out.
He's like, nope, I'm going to go sit back down and finish my shrimp cocktail. You guys go ahead.
Well, I guess I was wrong. I thought that Filipino had killed him and taken his quickening.
You're taking his quickening. Yeah. Oh, you gotta lop the head off.
That's good full circle there.
Yeah, if you notice, Steve Perry wears scarves now because he sewed his head back on. He wears a lot of scarves now.
Oh yeah.
Oh, maybe that's why Steven Tyler wears so many scarves. Maybe somebody tried to take him out.
My gosh, that's right. And he may well be immortal.
And Johnny Depp. All those people. Those scarf fans.
I mean, you don't know what they're wearing under the scarves. They could be wearing some sort of a guard, something that would deflect a blow.
Yeah. Or they're covering up the fact that they had to sew their head back on, like the Kurgan.
Nobody wears a scarf like Lenny Kravitz.
No,
that's true.
Have you seen that giant scarf?
Yeah. That's a giant scarf.
Only, I mean, unless you're talking about, like... The doctor.
Did you notice that dude in the comic book shop? The scarf that guy was wearing the other day.
No, I wasn't. Must have been zoned out.
It was ridiculous. This guy had it like wrapped all around his neck. Like he didn't know how to wear a scarf, so he had it all wrapped around. It was weird.
Struggling for breath.
Yeah, like he and it was huge, and so it just looked ridiculous.
I was not paying attention. I don't know what I was.
I mean,
what I was distracted by.
Well, to be fair, I know you get into some engaging conversations with the proprietor of that particular comic book shop.
Oh yeah, that guy.
Yeah, maybe we were talking about
having a deep philosophical.
Exoplanets
discussion
or
about the DCEU or something.
Yeah. Well, I think we got to talking about the collective subconscious.
Yeah. Well, I say the DCEU, but it's really more like shouldn't it be the DCCU, I guess?
Or the DCFU.
There you go, the DCPU.
Yeah.
It's in shambles.
I guess in defense of the scarf guy, we don't have a lot of occasions around here to wear scarves, and so it is conceivable that you could reach adulthood without ever having learned how to put on a scarf in this neck of the woods.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know how to tie. I don't know how to tie a tie, so I can't say much. I don't even bother.
I've never worn a scarf, as far as I can remember, unless it was ironically for one reason or another.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with a good scarf as long as you know how to wear it. I mean, the guy in the comic book shop just obviously had no clue how to wear the scarf.
Was it a vaguely Gryffindor scarf? I'm trying to remember.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was, okay. It was sort of Gryffindor. He was there with his lady, and they were buying a bunch.
Oh, that's right. They were kind of huddled over
Yeah.
Okay, I remember now.
Yeah.
That's what I was distracted by. I've never actually – that was only the second or third girl I've ever seen in that comic book show.
Yeah. Same here. I was taken aback as well.
What is she trying to – shit, what is – sales rep of some sort? Why is she here? Yeah.
Maybe she's accidentally wandering in off the street.
I don't know.
Was that the same day that the deli was out of the chicken soup?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. Oh my gosh. That's what I was distracted about.
Oh yeah, it was horrible.
That's unfortunate.
And it was even
on that day of all days. I mean, I guess they had sold out, but I don't know.
No, it wasn't that. It's just they couldn't open the previous day, so they just didn't make it.
Oh.
They didn't even make any of
it. Out, so.
And, you know, and the question, of course, was where you're going to have it tomorrow. And they're like, oh, no, we're not just going to make it at all this week. Because they missed the window. They missed the window of creation. They're not. They can't even.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's just lost. It's just lost to time.
But if.
No soup for me.
And maybe that's the rule of this soup. Maybe, like, they signed the contract with the devil that they can only make it on Tuesdays in preparation for Wednesday, because that soup is good. Like, it is so consistently good that it does make you wonder if maybe they have signed some type of contract. I mean, it is ridiculous.
It's the singular bright spot in my week.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's good.
I don't think I've ever had a chicken soup that good. Now, is this a yellow broth? Like
no.
A traditional?
No. It's somewhat better. It's better. I would say more. No.
It's more hearty.
Not exactly.
It's not yellow.
It's there's a vague sense of spice to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But subtle.
Now, is it a clear broth, or is it sort
it
of
is.
A creamy?
It is. Yeah, it's not the broth? Okay. You're thinking about the cloudy yellow.
No, it's not like
maybe.
That.
Maybe. It's not that at all. No.
Okay. Well, I guess it's hard for me to get excited about chicken anything, I guess, since it's such a
generally I say that too. Look, I come home and I'm like, hey, what's for dinner tonight? She's like, chicken, grilled chicken this, grilled chicken artichoke, whatever. I'm like, chicken? Like, chicken is, I'm so tired of chicken. So much chicken.
Yeah.
I mean, it's easy, it's cheap. I get it.
Right,
get
exactly.
It.
Yeah.
But can you please put some fish in front of me every now and then?
Right.
Fish. Well, yeah. I haven't had a fish dish in. I can't remember the last time I had fish. It's been a long time.
I don't usually like fish tacos, but I had some fish tacos at Taco Mama that were good. It was a grilled flounder or something.
Oh, yeah,
I don't know
what they do some good stuff over there.
Yeah.
They do some okay stuff.
Yeah, I'm a taco purist. Tacos and pizza, I'm purist about. I don't.
You don't
fish
want
tacos are out. I don't. Yeah. And I don't do, you know. You don't put pineapple on pizza. That's
no anchovies.
Ridiculous.
No anchovies on
freaking
pizza.
Pear gorgonzola pizza. That's not a pizza. That's like a doughy salad.
No, that's true. The California Pizza Kitchen chain has a BLT pizza, and they put bacon on there, which I'm fine with that. But then they just after the pizza is cooked,
with the
bacon on it, they just have like a whole head of shredded lettuce.
Yes.
And they mix it with mayonnaise, and then they just dump that on top of the pizza.
Well, CPK also, that's where that pear gorgonzola, it's just horrific. Why do that?
I'm really not certain how some of those chains at that particular level have remained open. You know, like, at least here locally, you don't see many. And we've had this conversation before. You don't see many Ruby Tuesdays anymore. You don't see many O'Charlie's or Applebee's, but CPK never seems to close. Like, where once they open a location, it stays
there
forever.
We just lost one. There were two.
Are you,
in town.
Oh, you're talking about the Galleria location is gone.
Yeah, it's closed.
Well,
it's gone.
You know, shit on my point then. Thanks.
More like no and.
Well, no, look, I can understand why you would not want to go anywhere near the mall because it is that is a horrific experience.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's horrible. Yeah, but I was surprised. Like you had told me the other day, they opened an Outback over there, and I drove by the other day, and it was a brand new Outback. I haven't seen a brand new Outback in decades.
Yeah, like what? Why would? Yeah. Who's opening a new Outback? But it was really just it moved. It's a relocated Outback.
Yeah, you're right.
They closed one, friend. And yeah. I don't love Outback. I feel like I should. I love steak, right?
But I don't love Outback. You probably like real. I don't know.
A little mass produced. Like it's,
yeah, it's a little yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, for $9.99, you can get a pretty good steak there. Well, at least 10 years ago.
Well, no, I will never eat a $10 steak.
unlike Dave Sakura will eat a Denny's or a Waffle House steak with no.
Have we talked about this? Waffle House is they sell more steaks than anyone in the country.
That's just,
I don't know if we talked about that here, but it came up
just
somewhere.
Recently. Yeah,
baffles me.
10,000 T-bones a day or something.
Oh god, I just can't imagine. Like those are cows with like three eyes, and I mean these are like cows that are shunned
from the other cows.
Like they're so shunned, they're not even branded because they know they're not going to run away. They just sort of walk around in circles.
They're not smart,
literally put out to pasture.
Yeah, they just leave them out there.
These
they
are
don't
not
have to worry.
Young cows, young. Yeah, these are.
It's old,
hanging
it's,
around.
It's
yeah.
it's aged, but not like Kobe beef. It's aged because it's just.
Yeah, I don't trust any steak under $35.
I mean that's a good rule. Rule, I guess. I mean,
yeah.
I've had a good $20 steak, I think, before, but I mean, 35, that's probably you'll probably get some good meat there. I mean,
yeah,
it's not
and only
bad.
Filet. I don't even slum it on T-bones anymore.
Oh, really? You don't even go
only
for the
filet?
Well, you know, when in Rome,
and don't even come at me with less than 10 ounces because I don't have time for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you better double it.
Really?
You got an 8 ounce. You got an 8 ounce filet.
Give me
twin
two
fillets. I want twin fillets.
Well, the 12 ounce filet is really pretty standard.
Oh, that's the pinnacle. You don't get me. Oh, I don't. It's not standard.
That's
at all.
It's hard to find
a 12 ounce
filet. Yeah, that's not easy to find. A
filet. Shula's has a 12 ounce filet.
I bet it's not $35.
No, it's
no, it ain't.
It's not $35.
Closer to $60.
Yeah, that's yeah. It's funny because there's this this Disney podcast I listen to constantly talking about all these Disney restaurants that are opening, and he still says that the old Shula Steakhouse that's in like the Dolphin or the Swan or something still has the best steak in Disney. Shula's of all places still has the best steak. So I mean, I guess it's I don't know. I just never would have. It reminds me too much of like Ruth Chris. Like it's been around for so long. There has to have been another place come out by now that has a better steak. But apparently Shula's is still the pinnacle in Orlando, I guess.
Hmm. Best steak I ever had was at a casino. it was this five-star restaurant in there. It's a grass-fed, organic, like locally sourced meat. That was so good. I spent like $200 on a steak and side or something. And it was so good. I went back the next day. I was like, you know what? Let's do this again. It was so good.
You had to double down in Vegas, did you?
Oh yeah. 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 You know, I was pretty big, so I didn't really care.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we left last week sort of at a cliffhanger. I did successfully get that Poggle card that for some reason nobody told me about in the community. And I know we're sporadic with our episodes and whatnot, and I probably don't put myself out there as much on Twitter as I used to, but the other Poggle that was in 2017, somebody like day one of that said, "Hey, Poggle." Nothing on this, whatever it was called, the Heritage.
Heritage.
The Heritage, yeah.
Yeah, so, real poor showing from the community, I thought.
Yeah, I had no idea. I mean, I was just, but I mean, I guess I vaguely took note that they were doing Heritage when they were doing it, during Phantom Menace. And I thought to myself, maybe Poggle will squeak in there for Attack of the Clones. But,
yeah,
I mean,
he did.
I don't know. He did, yeah. I mean, but nobody.
And Conwee, too. But I didn't chase those at all.
Well, you don't talk about Conwee enough.
When it came upon us, yeah.
Yeah, you don't talk about Conwee enough anymore, though. So people are probably just like, you know, Conwee must be dead to him, so I'm not even going to bother telling him there's a new Conwee.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that.
I mean, because it just doesn't happen. Conwee is more rare than Poggle. I mean, as far as the amount of cards that are out there, there's way more Poggle cards than Conwee cards.
Yeah, maybe true. I think that is right.
Well,
yeah, because he's had a few
point, yeah.
connections here or there.
Yeah, a couple. Yeah, Pupa to Poggle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Evolutions.
So. Evolutions. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. So I mean really the only thing that I'm doing in the app right now is still just fans choice, because really I don't know what else to do. I mean,
now did you
I did out of the box
out of the box.
Yeah, I completed out of the box. Just the I did, as far as the full series, all three waves, I did yellow and lime, and then I just happened to fall into blue this last time, but I don't have the first two waves of blue. I just had the third.
Oh, gosh.
Which I don't care. I
did lemon, lime, blue, green, teal.
Oh, my God.
And red. All three waves.
All three waves? Holy crap. Yeah.
I may be missing a couple of reds from one of those first couple of waves.
Well, and yellow, of course. You would have done yellow.
Lemon. Yeah. Lemon.
Oh, lemon. Okay, that's the lemon. Yeah. All right. So lemon, lime, blue, green, teal. Somehow, people were offering, I don't know, I guess the blues were easy to come by.
They ended
blues,
up being 500,
pretty, they were 7,000.
Yeah,
and they stacked 11 deep or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you were chasing, I don't know what else was in the packs. So there were people that were swapping blues for 9 white base of whatever their horde was.
Yeah.
And so I managed to get all of the blues for, and I pulled a couple of them. But in the last wave, I had all the blues, and then the full lemon lime for the.
Yeah. Now that was a weird set because they went several weeks without bothering to post a transmission.
Right,
and then but then later one showed up and you could, and they were all there.
And
like
they were,
had always been there, but they weren't.
They really weren't there, but then
they really weren't.
But then they were. They appeared in the order in which they would have.
Yeah,
it's pretty tricky.
With the date and time stamp as though they had posted them long ago.
And I almost wonder if. Like they had been posting them, but like the template, you know, like who knows?
Yeah, they just didn't make it visible for whatever reason.
It was just accidentally marked hidden.
That doesn't make sense.
That's exactly what it was.
Makes sense.
Next time you get Todd McManatee on, you ought to ask him about that.
Yeah, the system there. I mean, if the system that alerts the population of entire state to a certain doom is. Anything is as bad of a user interface as that is, then I can only imagine what the.
Yeah, that's true. That thing was pretty unwieldy.
It's probably not even like something with pointing and clicking. It's probably just it's just a keyboard and it's all green text on there, and you've got to move the arrow keys around to pick the right thing. And
with those big tape banks behind them spinning with the.
Yes. Yeah.
The reels spinning.
It's just the
they're frantically passing 8-inch floppy disks from one person to the next.
People are rushing around with boxes of punch cards. Somebody trips.
That kind of reminds me of that last episode of Community when it was still on NBC, and they go down in the basement, and the principal. Or who was it that was down there? It wasn't the principal. He had a huge beard. Oh, God, I can't remember. But it was still like in the 70s or something down in this basement. So he had like this big supercomputer over in the corner with the reel-to-reel.
I need to rewatch Community.
Oh, it's such a great show.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of those unsung. The Yahoo season is hard to find now, though. They put it on Netflix for a little bit and Hulu. Yeah, I mean, it was on Netflix and Hulu for a little bit. Now I don't even know if you can find it anymore.
Yeah, because Yahoo Screen is kaput.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't exist anymore.
No.
I mean, I'm sure you can find it fairly easy if you, you know, want
to. I mean, you can get it on DVD, but I don't know where you would find I don't know where you could get it streaming.
It's not there.
Some of it's on YouTube. Either.
That's the thing about the web, I guess, web series. You just they can go at any time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Without an official outlet for.
I just wonder if there's been somewhat of a bubble of some type, because Amazon announced that they are going to stop doing so many movies now. You know, they had been going pretty hard on funding all these indie films, but I guess there just hasn't been enough of a return, and so they're like, well, we're going to have to pull back a little bit on that.
That's possible, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if that's – I mean, if they're just part of their streaming, right, it's for Amazon Prime, I mean,
sure.
Is it driving – is that's what driving new subscribers, and I can't imagine that it really is.
Not an indie film, no. I mean, they usually release them for a couple weeks or so out in a theater so they can get Oscar consideration, then throw them on the Prime, and then I guess people just aren't watching them for some reason. I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure. They've had some good ones. I mean, I think Manchester by the Sea was an Amazon Studios.
Yeah.
And The Big Sick was an Amazon Studios last year. So they've had good movies, but I guess they're not seeing as much of a return on those.
Hey, Michael.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wrong podcast.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Sorry. I got it. Sorry. Yeah. I got into my flow. Sorry.
That's all right. That's okay. Just...
What? How did we even get there? Like, we briefly. Like,
I don't know.
One second, we were actually.
Oh, we're talking about community.
About the app.
We were talking about community.
We were talking about the app.
Yeah.
I don't know how we got to from the app, from Poggle the Lesser to Manchester by the Sea.
You were talking about big supercomputers, and then I got to that community episode.
Man, that is a weird death.
And then, yeah, it's
what
a
path we went.
I mean, in my mind, it was a natural progression. So I don't know. I don't know what the problem is with that. I guess I get confused because I do this in the same studio that I do my other one, and so
exact same spot.
Yeah, it's the exact same. Yeah, exact same. The only difference is with this one I drink and the other one I don't. So I mean, there's you know, I like to be a little bit more sauced up for this one than I do.
Well, to make up for it, I drink when I listen to the other one. So.
You have to, especially the long episodes. 1.5 speed just doesn't cut it. You have to add a little alcohol
in
there.
I'm still running out of battery before I get through it.
Well, yeah, in your case, with your crappy iPhone 10.
Yeah, so I get this iPhone 10, and the battery is like within 5 hours, I'm at 18% from a full charge.
Oh my gosh,
and that's infuriating. I mean, I can't deal with it. So I had a meeting with the geniuses at the Apple Store. But because it was cold the other day, they shut down early.
Right, yeah.
So I have a 1:15 appointment, and they shut her down at noon or something.
Those millennials don't do well in the
empty
cold.
Empty building.
Yeah, they don't do well in the cold. It's. Are you sure you're not participating in some Google experiment? You know, they had that, was it Google?
Maybe you should uninstall the SETI.
The SETI at home. Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, I have been trying to reach extraterrestrial life with my processor power.
Yeah, is your phone indiscriminately looking for any patterns in the vast static
in the cosmos? Yeah,
radio noise, background
right,
noise.
Right, maybe it is. I didn't notice that would. That would explain why I have a brownout every time I plug it in. Yeah.
Somehow managed to keep your 10 gigabytes of data in a couple of days.
Yeah. So, man, they're throttling me already. It's only it's been a new bill cycle for 30 minutes. So this thing, you can't stand anywhere near. You'll heat up.
That's right, yeah. Oh, let's see. Oh, or... Maybe if you have that Bitcoin app installed, maybe you should uninstall that. Maybe it's
Well, that's pretty much worthless now.
Trying to mine some Bitcoin.
Doing all the math on that up and down at burnout processor.
Yeah. Or if it's just somebody's trying to mine a Bitcoin on your processor time.
I got to tell you, I don't know how any of that works. I don't understand Bitcoin, not even a little bit.
Cryptocurrency?
Like, not even a tad.
Yeah, I don't.
Look, I was so amazed and awed by Apple Pay, my first Apple Pay transaction the other day. I don't know how.
Wait, Bitcoin you did an Apple? You actually did an Apple Pay transaction?
Oh yeah, no, did I'm, you not, I'm going full bore. No,
isn't that Mark of the Beast?
The Mark of the Beast.
Oh, you've just taken. Okay, so you've got the
well
UPC code, I mean, on the back of your head.
Crazy. Yeah, you're not, yeah, you're no, I'm putting it right on my wrist, and I'm going to scrape one into my forehead too here.
Let's not get crazy. You haven't signed up for direct deposit, have you?
I'm about to, I think.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I don't care for human interaction anymore. I'm trying to limit it. So yeah. Going to the bank is out. But no, look, the way you have to stare at your phone now to unlock it, that's basically like it's like my forehead, right? It's laser beams looking at my face.
Sure, sure.
It's that camera. Yeah, it's just sensing your
I got 30,000 laser beams looking in my head.
Yep.
Trying to make sure it's me now.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I mean, it stands to reason, because if you translate Tim Cook into Greek, it's actually Beelzebub. So.
It's Apollyon, I think.
That sounds right. Yeah,
Alabama native Tim Cook.
Yeah.
Roll Tide.
Went to Auburn.
Roll Tide. Oh, right, he went to Auburn.
Yeah.
War Eagle.
War Eagle.
That's an impressive Tim Cook. I haven't heard anybody.
Oh, you didn't close. Know? Yeah, I I've been practicing.
Yeah.
So what else we got? Throw me something else. What else? What do we?
I don't know. We got.
Look, I'm doing all the marathons.
Good grief!
Wide Vision is a bear. It sells out like 40 minutes or something.
Oh yeah.
I wonder. Like so even. Just the crystal
like on a
pack,
Saturday,
right? Like it doesn't make it to credit pack.
Oh, yeah. Nowhere close. And I think it's is that the one that comes out on Saturday? I think so. Now, like I got to be up at 9 o'clock on a Saturday. Oh no, that's not how I operate.
Oh,
no, that's not good.
So I've had to resort to eBay a couple of times.
Yeah. Just set yourself up a bot.
And do you feel like it's a better value to do? I mean, are they going on eBay for?
No, they're a little high. I mean, $6-7. I think I could probably get it out of the packs for less than that.
Okay. Well, that's very interesting then, because wasn't the case last time I chased Wide Vision.
Wonder what's up all of a sudden with the marathons. Like, is that just Wide Vision that's selling out like that?
Yeah, that's the one that I see go. The Spacefarer lasts forever. But any of them that have a credit pack, I mean, Shred will sell out.
Sure.
And then... Is it Shred or Prism where the counts keep getting lower every week?
Oh.
I haven't been paying enough attention.
Maybe
at all.
Shred. Maybe it's Shred where they keep ticking the card count down and with every new release. So it's going to be, I think, by week 15, I think it's just going to be about a 10 count.
Huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, that's what they used to do with Vintage. I don't think they really did that with many other sets, but they would.
Yeah, well, Vintage varied a little bit, but it didn't. It wasn't a. It wasn't a steady.
No,
walk down.
It was, yeah.
But yeah, they varied a tad. Seemed like.
Yeah.
You know, sometime would be 1750 or 1500 or something like that. But these just keep going. I don't know where we are now. I just blindly pull them and like I'm. I mean, I don't even notice. I don't even know what they are. I don't know what's on them.
Somebody pointed out that, and it's the Shred. It is the Shred that's decreasing. That the Jawa Attack, which is this week's Shred, is identical to a mock-up that somebody had done a year or two ago.
Yeah.
It's same photo.
That's interesting.
It just, I mean, the Shred border is a little different on this new series.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Well, look, in defense of Tops, that photo of the Jawa is a common one, right? Like that
shot
you see of Jawas
on
all sorts of marketing. So I don't feel
I guess they are pretty limited on what they could pick. But
here's how you get me to look at your cards. All these Galactic Moments cards or whatever they're called. Is that what they're called? Not Galactic Moments.
Not Galactic
that was
Moments.
That what are these things called? Crap.
Are you talking about the lenticular?
Not the heritage. Lenticular.
No, they're all these subsets.
I don't know.
They keep Galactic. They're doing weapons right now in moments, and it's crap. I don't know.
You're
Galactic
asking
files.
Somebody that
Galactic
does a
files. There we go.
Files. Okay.
Yeah, Galactic files.
I was thinking weapons files.
So here's how you get me. if you flip those cards over, it's got a write-up on the back.
Oh.
Now I'm looking at the cards because it just gives me something to read.
Yeah. Oh.
Some of that coffee book or
That's
coffee table book
some
toilet reading garbage.
Yeah.
But still, though, that's...
It's canon.
I missed that. Yeah.
It's canon info there. That's hot. That's
It doesn't matter if it's canon or not. It's just something...
It's something to read.
Something to read, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so, yeah, give me something to do in here besides mindlessly swipe like I'm a blind Tinder user not knowing what the hell he's looking at.
Well, yeah, you just feel for the buzz anyway. And then...
Oh, I'm sure there's a hard stop at Tanwi, though. I'm sure.
And I just don't get enough.
Yeah, it's not even in the base anymore. You don't even get a blue or a white Tanwi.
No.
No, but somewhere around the time that they switched the iOS version, and I understand that you want to make it easy to update both platforms at the same time, but at some point they completely ditched how they had done the iOS version so they could have one that could be updated at the same time on the iPhone and the Android. And it's so hard now, for whatever reason, for me to get the swipes to register. Like, it used to be...
Oh, yeah. Because that's the way I feel.
Yeah. It used to be the photo... You know, like, when you go to your Photos app, you can just, like, real casually swipe through all the pictures of your photo album.
You gotta hit it just right now.
You do, and it's...
And I don't like it. And it hardly works at all if your phone is laid flat on a table. I can't get up to swipe at all.
See,
I can't swipe through the card, so you have to hold it up, and even then it's a little sticky.
At the ankle. Yeah, it's like it's got...
It's all this tilt they built into
it. Yeah,
it's now
the tilt.
I hate all that.
Is it easier? Because there's a setting to turn off the visual effects.
Oh, is there?
Is there?
Well, there is in the baseball one. I don't know if they have that in this one.
Well, yeah, they don't want you to have
that.
They probably don't want you... Yeah, because they've got this lenticular thing, which doesn't work on Android, incidentally.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do. In settings, there's a checkbox that says card tilt effects. And I don't know.
Oh, I need to turn all that off.
I don't know if that makes it easier to swipe through them or not.
Well,
but I just don't like opening packs anymore. Like Wide Vision and the credit packs.
It's a little tedious. It's very slow. It's much slower than it used to be.
It takes me, just to pull Fan's Choice, an average of 10 packs, it's like...
Yeah, it's real tedious. Board.
Just...
Did and also did Fans Choice switch days on us?
I think so. Yeah,
Friday, Saturday. I don't know.
Hey, I thought it was like Tuesdays. It used to be Tuesdays, and it's like now it's
Wednesdays.
Now it's Fridays.
This didn't help. I turned off the tilt effects, and it still tastes
still garbage.
It didn't do anything.
I hate that.
Attempts to swipe these cards.
Yeah, I hate that.
Good grief.
Maybe it's just the iPhone 10.
Oh,
we
yeah.
both have iPhones.
Before I got this phone.
Okay, all right.
The iPhone 10, the
technology is just too advanced.
Well, and then there's the whole thing with the search. Like, it doesn't just start filtering immediately as you type. You have to type it in and then push enter and wait for it to load. And I used to try to guess at what the secret behind the scenes text was to try to filter for a given set.
Yeah,
but I don't know how people do that. I know people still, on Reddit have lists of what those set identifiers are, but that would be such a pain to sit there and do trial and error one character at a time. And
there's got to be there has to be some shortcut that they know.
Maybe I don't know. People have a lot of time in their hands.
Yeah, we've got plenty of time on our hands. We don't know it.
Oh, yeah. We just choose to do different things. I mean,
everybody. I goof off 80 hours a week.
Oh, at least. Yeah, I'm the same way. Yeah, at least. Yeah. I mean, I'm getting so lazy at work, I don't even care anymore.
Yeah, that's the way I am.
Yeah, it's just, yeah.
If you turn off the tilt effects, the lenticular still works, though. And that's good.
Well, so is that pretty cool? I mean, it doesn't work on Android. Does it look pretty cool on iPhone?
Doesn't work at all on Android?
No, they haven't updated the app.
I mean, it is accurate. It's faithful to the lenticular effect. Like, it's
yeah,
crappy.
It is lenticular.
It is just as crappy as you would expect. Well, I take that back. I feel like I've seen Topps lenticular physical trading cards that do the effect better. I mean, it could just be they picked a
yeah
a poor start with, because I only have the free one.
Yeah, I only have the free one also, because I'm cheap.
Are you red? Are you pulling those?
I don't remember.
Okay, so if I...
I did the first...
So that means
the first,
yes.
The first batch. Was there only... How many times have I done that?
It's only been a couple times, yeah.
Okay, so, I think I got them all.
Can I see the tilt effect if I go to your collection? Because that's how the video cards worked in Bunt.
I don't know. Like, I saw them, I thought, right out of the box. But
no, that's out of the box. Yeah. What is that weird one that they did the... What did they call it? Was it the holograph?
I don't know.
It was just a blue thing.
The holos? The holo... What?
Yeah, the holo... I don't know what they call this. This is compelling.
Yeah, they have a funny word. Yeah, isn't it?
Star Wars card trader. Anybody who knows what we're talking about is furiously yelling.
Why are you talking about this?
At their podcast. Yeah.
Player. Yeah, I will tell you that my interest in the app waxes and wanes, and I haven't really been into it for a while. I've gotten into something else. This is embarrassing.
Uh-oh.
It's embarrassing. And I have gone back to it after many years away.
Brett, it's not stuffies, is it?
No, I'm not. That is embarrassing.
What are you talking about?
but this is pretty bad. It's Candy Crush.
Oh, no.
Like, man, I am all up in Candy Crush right now.
Now, do you pay? Are you hooked into the...
okay. Look, they get you with the piggy bank. You can only store up 60 gold bars in there. And you need gold bars to, like, get a couple extra moves if you're having to struggle at the end of the thing, you know, to buy a power-up or...
I'll be honest.
Five more, 15 more seconds, or whatever.
Yeah.
But you can only store up 60 in there, and then you got to either wait like 4 days to get them out, or you can pay $3 and get them immediately. I've paid a lot of $3 to get my gold bars out of there.
That makes sense. I mean, they obviously know what they're doing.
And they also have, you can buy, now if you really want gold bars, you can get 1,000 of them plus a bunch of power-ups for $100.
That's just, yeah.
So how many of those have you gotten?
I mean, I'm not at liberty to say.
Okay.
I've gotten back into trivia crack, but I blame HQ on that. I mean, because I'm sort of HQ. Like I'm bored waiting for the 2 and the 8, the 2 o'clock
two
and the
a
eight,
day.
The 2 a day, so I need some trivia, and I'm not in front of a TV or with a person that enjoys Jeopardy, so I just I just do trivia crack. Just to have some trivia, just try to keep my mind sharp. I mean, because I've been trying to kill so many brain cells lately, I'm trying to counteract that with it, keep my brain sharp.
To strengthen the ones that are there. It's
right,
like,
that's what I was going to say. You're just trimming off the dumb ones.
Yeah.
You're shedding those.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The ones you're keeping, you want to make sure they're the best available.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
My goal is to make it
quality over quantity.
My goal is to make it to question 6, so I got to get past question 5 in HQ, so I can get question 6.
No, I missed question 10 once. I made it through 9, and I was just. My wife today made it to. She missed 10 or 11. I think tonight.
Oh, she made it.
11. Just to explain for the listeners, this is an app.
We're back.
Yeah. So we're at HQ Trivia, and twice a day there's a live – you play live.
Yep.
There's 2 rounds a day on average, and is there an in-person moderator? There's a host.
Live question giver.
Last week, Jimmy Kimmel hosted one of them.
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
I wish he would every week.
And the winners split a pool of actual money with this PayPal to you if you win.
And you miss – as soon as you miss a question, you're out. So the pool of contestants gets smaller and smaller as you go.
Right.
So by the – like you may start – like the other day, we started with the 1.1 million.
People, yeah.
But the only people – there were only like 180 people who got all 12 questions right. Then they split $2,000.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's real actual money.
Yep. Yep.
I don't know where they get it. I don't care.
Advertising.
I don't ask questions.
It's the guy I read up on it. It's the guy that started Vine. He's one of the creators of Vine. jumped into this venture after Vine sort of failed.
Yeah, well, I don't know how it's monetized. I mean, it's right now a net loss for them because they're giving money out. And there's no ads. They don't run
that's
ads.
That's true. They don't run ads.
There may be, but that we know of, there may be some embedded in the questions that we don't even know about, right?
That's true. I didn't think about that.
But anyway, so that's, and then they once you like they PayPal you the money.
Yeah.
Yeah. You cash money.
So yeah, they're
that's how business works now. If you're going to start an online venture, you don't care about money. You just care about people. You care about eyeballs. Yeah. And then you add the
You
monetize it later.
Yep. They're going to have a lot on Sunday because they're doing 15 grand on Sunday, 15 questions for 15 grand.
Yeah, that'll be a big crowd.
So that'll be a huge crowd. I bet they're going to get to 2 million on that day.
I don't know. They've ramped up very quickly. Like, they went from 60,000 to a million in a hurry.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's ramping up. Like, it seems like every time I'm on Twitter now, I see random people tweeting about it. So it's like people are getting to know about this thing.
Yeah, well, it's real money.
Yeah.
And if you're one of the 180 winners in the 2000 pool, that means you're PayPal'd $11. Is that right?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Not until you get up to 20. Like
You have to
once
get
you get to
20.
20 bucks, then they start paying you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, but it would accrue.
It accrues. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing, and I've never won before, but I'm guessing. I wonder if they let you buy lives. Once you start making money.
I don't think so. No, the only way to get extra lives is
right now
referrals.
Oh, and they've had some flash things on Twitter before, like where if you win a contest, you can get some lives or whatever.
Yeah, but I don't think they're letting you buy. Otherwise, people would just weren't buying.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know where that break even is.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean,
but that's if they did that, they would be making some money in a hurry.
If they charge enough, well, I mean.
Well, but yeah, but I mean, I'm not going to pay $10 to get an extra life so I can
win
11.
At 10. Yeah. So that's pretty, that would be a good way to monetize it.
Only allow you to use your winnings, not like you can use your own money outside of the app.
Right.
Only allow you to use your.
I don't know.
Maybe they'll do that. Or if they limit how many lives you can save, you can buy.
Right.
I don't know.
I mean, that's because you get I don't know how many you can use in a single game. Maybe it's only one. I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Because otherwise, you could get 10 referrals and you'd have 10 lives and you win every time.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, does it? So you don't? It's just not use it and it's gone.
You use it and it's gone. But I mean, then you've got 24 hours, whatever, to get another 10. Email addresses or blue stacks or whatever.
Yeah,
people game in the system like credit farms.
Yep. It's a living, apparently.
Well, yeah, I mean, they can't have nice things. They're going to.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, there's got to be a way for them to be monetizing it soon. I mean, right now, I think, like you said, they're just trying to get people engaged.
Right.
They'll do ads. I mean, they can do live ads.
Live reads.
It's only $2,000. And it, right. I mean, if you're an advertiser and you want guaranteed 1 million eyes.
Yeah.
You think you could pay $2,000 for that?
But I do like your idea of incorporating an ad into a question. You know, that.
Yeah, they could do that very subtly and nobody ever know.
Yeah, you really wouldn't. I mean, subconsciously you would know, which is kind of like what they would want anyways. You know, if they did like a question about Frosted Flakes, the next day you're thinking about Frosted Flakes, and you might want to go buy some Frosted Flakes.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, you know, it works for everybody.
It's like the influencers on Instagram and other social media.
Oh, yeah, that's a new thing. I saw them within the ads or whatever, I saw, hey, become an Instagram influencer in your local area. But it's the first time I'd ever seen it today. I hadn't seen it before. I mean, I'm not on.
No, that's a big thing.
It's new. New-ish, I think, though. I mean.
That's, you know, a few years. I don't know.
It's the first time I've ever seen it, but I guess I just don't pay attention to the ads that much. But
Is that like Pinterest? Is that something for the ladies use?
No, Instagram's more popular than you would want it to be, Rhett.
Facebook has been good with their acquisitions.
Yeah, exactly.
They bought, well, they tried to buy Snapchat, and then they bought Instagram and WhatsApp. I don't know if they bought anybody else.
Well, I mean, and then I saw on Twitter that they had teased, like, Vine might be coming back, but I haven't seen anything more about that. Like, they called it V2 or Vine 2 or something like that, but I've not seen anything further about that, so...
So that means it'll be a 12-second video, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, gosh. That's what
This Han Solo movie.
Oh, come on.
What?
Go ahead.
It's going to be terrible, right?
No. All the pieces are there for it to be
all
great.
All the pieces for disaster.
All the mean. Pieces are there to be...
All the pieces are on the floor to be picked up.
Nah, look, I mean, grain of salt, but early test screenings have been positive.
Well, according to one person who saw a preview.
Yeah.
I mean, who's not going to go say something positive? If they had
you
a
could
chance.
Find, yeah, there are people who absolutely love that Inhumans TV show.
No, there's not. There, you could
there
not
are.
Find
no,
one.
No, I saw them. I saw them post about
those people are not to be trusted.
This, I would get on an IGN message board, you know, somewhere, and yes. be like, hey, and make jokes about how terrible it was. And people would go crazy. This show's awesome. You got to give it a chance. So there are crazy people out there who love garbage.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And so like this one, this person might be criminally insane.
I guess yep. I can empathize with that because. Like, I love Tony Romo, but he sucked. But I love him. And there's a lot of Dallas Cowboys fans that are the same way. Like, if you say anything bad about him at all, they go crazy.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
So, yeah, I'm the same way. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, yeah. with
well, I mean,
with
that's
him.
A fan. The word fan is short for a fanatic or yeah. a fanatical.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
So right there, I don't trust the one random nameless person who said, "Oh, I thought it was pretty good."
Right, exactly. Yeah.
He said more than that. He said that it reminded him of old Star Wars. He said it was that good that it reminded him of old Star Wars. Look, I mean, I'm all in on it, anyways. Even I mean,
well, yeah, no, of course, but, I mean, we'll be there. We'll see it twice opening night. That's what we do.
They're to be trusted, though. This is their fourth outing as Disney, right? I mean,
but they're due. Aren't they due a terrible one?
No,
well,
because look at
that
Marvel.
About Marvel.
Look at Marvel. I mean, Marvel hasn't had a terrible.
Who's excited
one.
About Black Panther?
A lot of people are excited. I know that we've jokingly said that maybe we're not
well,
too excited
I mean,
about
we
it.
Said but... I was not excited about Ant-Man, and I
yeah.
enjoyed
well,
that.
It was great fun.
Yeah. So I mean,
but you knew from that cast. But you knew that cast was going to be fun.
There was all the drama about the mix up, with the creative difficulties, and Edgar Wright being
right. Yeah,
kicked out, and
yeah.
there was
well,
no
I mean,
guarantee.
Yeah, but you had Adam McKay on for a while.
In hindsight, of course, all the pieces lined up. But we don't. I mean, that's the whole thing. Is there's we've been saying that for Marvel for a long time.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing,
and,
though.
And if Black Panther is awful,
it won't be. There's no way.
Well, I don't think it'll be awful. I'm just.
Then how many movies then are they to have had?
Yeah, like 17 20. Or 18 or something.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
That.
But and look, and I don't think it's going to be bad.
Oh, by the way,
it doesn't look like it
just,
looks like it's all set up to me, and I don't.
Yeah.
Care about that.
Just by the way, wrong podcast. Just like,
oh, I know. Solo. Look, I got to go back to Solo. I mean, with because we're ostensibly a Card Trader Star Wars, whatever. Who cares? But I think that. They know what they're doing at this point. If Alden Ehrenreich can just somehow pull it off just a little bit even, maybe not even have like the total swagger of like a Harrison Ford, but just have moments, that'll be enough. I mean,
that's not he doesn't even have a movie star name.
Alden Ehrenreich? No.
Harrison Ford?
That's
well,
a
that
movie
sounds
star
like
name.
The guy who's about to play Han Solo.
Yeah, you're right. Alden Ehrenreich.
Alden Ehrenreich?
Yeah.
No, I think didn't he do my did he do somebody's bris that I know?
Oh, I don't know if I know any Moyles named Alden Ehrenreich. I don't know Alden Ehrenreich, but yeah, I mean, look, I don't know what the guy's background is, but I mean, I've seen him in a couple things, and he was good in him. So I have no problem. And both of the things, in hindsight, both of the things that I've seen him in, he did an accent. So he can mimic pretty good.
Well, and one of the things he did, which he was so good at, was as a terrible actor.
Exactly. That bodes well to me, because that takes skill. That takes skill.
What if
skill.
He wasn't acting? What if he, no, what if he just nailed the role because he's a terrible actor?
No, he was totally acting. It was all mimicry. I mean, he was very good.
I think those were outtakes. I don't even think that was...
That was a great role, by the way. I mean, for what was that in Hail Caesar? That it was freaking hilarious.
Yeah.
Freaking hilarious. So, I mean, I think when Lord Miller got kicked out, and then all this other stuff started coming out, like, oh, they had to pull an acting coach in for Ehrenreich. I'm like, do we really? I mean, maybe I think that there's dialogue people on every movie, like. You know, the guy with the long hair that's the general or whatever in Last Jedi, he's their dialogue person. I mean, he just looked cool, so they gave him a role in Force Awakens and in Last Jedi.
General Emmett?
Yeah, the guy that was at the front lines on Crait. You know, he's got the long hair.
Yeah, he walked out there, and then the guy was like, salt.
He's not an actor. He's just their dialogue guy, and he had a cool look.
Ironically, he's a dialogue guy. Ironically, he had no lines in two movies.
Right, exactly. I mean, but... The thing is, all movies have that person on set. I mean, in that particular role, they have that person on set to help with dialogue, help with whatever, you know, in and around that. I mean, I'm assuming that when they were saying acting coach, they probably were maybe more leaning towards the dialogue guy.
Or maybe they did have an acting coach. I don't really see. That doesn't really mean anything either way.
Yeah,
we have so little information to go off of.
Right.
And so much time to wonder about it that some people are going to love everything about it, and some people are going to think that everything is a bad sign.
Yeah, we've seen far less of Solo than any other Star Wars movie at this point.
This is very true.
It's crazy.
Like, we've not seen one, as far as I know, not one single moving... moving second to film from this thing.
No, you're right. Yeah, not of the actual movie itself. I mean, you know, Ron Howard, Ronnie,
and a couple of stills maybe a behind the scenes.
Well, you did some moving stuff,
making up video or something. But we've not seen one single second of real movie.
We don't have two frames to rub together.
No, we don't.
Yeah, I mean, assuming whenever, I mean, by the time this gets released. I mean, I think February 8th is the rumor of when they're going to finally put the trailer out there. So, I mean, you know, we'll see. And of course,
3 months before it's released.
Good Morning America. It'll be on. Yes, 3 months before it's released. I mean, think about it. It's already got built. It's just putting the words Star Wars on it. It doesn't even really. They could release
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Not in China.
Not in China.
Yeah, you're right about
that. Not even in the U.S. when it gets beat on its third weekend by Jumanji.
Well, the Jumanji was awesome.
Well, Dwayne Johnson.
The Rock was awesome. That movie was awesome.
Well, we might see The Rock in Episode 9 at this point.
Yeah,
dude, I'd be all in on that.
Films like, oh my gosh.
He does say, China, he's a franchise. He's a franchise saver.
The Rock.
Yeah. Cause
and Jackie Chan and Zhang Ziyi.
Yeah, he said that would be his third franchise to save then. I mean, because he saved the Journey to the Center of the Earth franchise, and he saved
it was top notch.
It saved the Fast and the Furious franchise. Anyways, wrong podcast, but but dude, The Rock in a Star Wars movie would own me. I'd be all in on that. I mean, I don't care at this point. I would be all about that.
Now, would you want to see him? I mean, I know. Well, I was going to say he would be playing against type to do a villain, but he was the villain in The Mummy Returns.
Well, he's going
to
be a villain in the DCEU.
It's a Black Adam too. Yeah.
He's going to be DCEU villain. So.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't Black Adam sort of an anti-hero though?
I think so. Yeah.
In a way, I mean, he wasn't. You know, he's not all bad.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, he and Shazam were, which.
Shazam.
Yeah, DC.
Gosh, DC.
I do like the cast. Oh, look, wrong.
Did y'all say? Yeah. Did we say DCPU? We said that,
yeah,
right?
We okay. Did. Yeah, we did. We did.
That was, that was my personal favorite.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. I like DCFU too.
For failed, of course. DC failed.
Failed,
universe.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Failed universe, exactly.
Well, look, I mean, like, even that, we say is Marvel or Star Wars, are they due for a
dud?
For a dud.
Yeah.
You know, DC was finally, they were due for a decent one, which so they finally, they got one out of Wonder Woman. At
right.
Least.
Yeah, I mean, look, I liked aspects of Suicide Squad, but again, we're. What,
I like
what podcast
style.
Is this?
I mean, style, but it was just, you know, they at least looked like they were having fun. I thought that was the most fun Will Smith has had in a movie in a while.
Yes, yeah, yeah. He had a lot of fun in Bright also, but anyways.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The Netflix.
Yeah. And I would watch Margot Robbie do anything, like work her. Work the corns on her foot with a pumice stone. Oh. I would watch 4 hours of that.
I can remember. I want to ask you about the Tonya Harding movie, but I can remember the first time I saw a pumice stone in somebody's shower and just being bewildered.
Oh, I was like, why is
there
going
a rock?
On with this?
Yeah.
What are you doing with it?
It's
where
like
do you,
in,
where does
it's,
it go?
Yeah, it's like in is it Demolition Man with Sylvester Stallone and
Sandra Bullock?
Where he wakes up in the future and he every time he goes in the bathroom, there's three little shells by
three
the
shells.
Toilet.
Yes.
There's no toilet paper, and they never explain it.
Explain what the three shells are.
Yeah.
The pumice stone's weird. And then you get a planter's wart and you're like, oh, that's what it's for.
I guess I never had one of those. It's still a mystery to me, but. Certainly not one I'm going to spoil by going on YouTube to search for that stuff.
No, you don't want to. No. Why kill the suspense?
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure I'll know what it's for when I need it.
When the time comes.
So Rhett, did you see that Tonya Harding movie?
No, not yet.
No, I hadn't seen it yet either.
No, that's not something I have to see in a,
no, I don't,
in,
yeah,
on
that's
the big
not
screen.
A theatrical experience.
That's, I mean, for me is
HBO in 3 months.
Well, I'm a little different than that. As long as it's available to rent for like $2.99, $3.99 before the Oscars come out, I'll see it. I mean, I hope I can make it to a theater to see it, but if I can, I need it to come out on VOD before the Oscars. Or
so does it have buzz?
Yeah. Well, not for her though. For Allison Janney. Oh. Allison Janney for Best Supporting Actress.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. For her mom.
Yeah, and I think it'll probably get a Best Picture nom also, but it's not, I mean, it's not going to win, but it's the one
no,
that's...
No, it wouldn't win Best Picture.
But they've got like 10 nominations now, so they can fit quite a...
Oh, that's right, they got to fill them.
They've got to fill the void.
Well, they don't have to do 10.
Yeah, there's some algorithm.
They can do up to 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good round number, I guess, I don't know.
Yeah, like, they've only had 10 once, right?
Yes. Yeah. Several years ago, they had
the same year as District 9 and
right.
Whatever year that was.
It just depends on how. But I think this year it will have 10 though, because it's so spread out. I mean, everybody, there's a lot to choose from, and all the critics' awards have been all over the place. So I think there will.
And
be
that's
10
the way you can get something like a Wonder Woman with a Best Picture nomination, which it would not generally. But if you have 10.
Yeah.
Slots to fill, then maybe you throw it a bone. Well,
I think
right?
The Last Jedi deserves it over Wonder Woman, but that's just me.
Oh, I would give you that, but I'm saying there's at least
that's how that happens. That sort of thing.
Sure. Yeah.
When was the last time Star Wars was nominated for an Oscar?
Well, they always are for effects, but yeah. Best Picture. Yeah,
77.
Best Picture was just 77, right?
I think so. Yeah.
I don't guess Empire was.
I don't think it was.
I don't think so.
I'm not. It would be talked about more. I mean, the 77 ones talked about because Annie Hall beat it. So
right.
That's
yeah.
Garbage. Absolute garbage.
That Woody Allen, I hear he's not a great guy.
Yeah, he's got people giving their salary back for movies they've been in recently.
Yeah, I mean, they weren't put out by the fact that he married his stepdaughter. I mean, that, like they worked with him then, right? Like that wasn't a red flag for many years.
He makes like one or two movies a year. So yeah, since then, there's been at least 20 movies come out since that happened. So
right,
exactly. Yeah. And the same thing with Polanski. I mean, Polanski did that horrible act like in the '60s. And he's released several hundred. Well,
oh yeah, they still nobody's. Yeah, they don't condemn him. They think he's all right.
Well, they do now.
He wasn't. Now these aren't allegations. He was convicted.
Yeah, he was convicted
in court.
In court, yeah, and fled the country.
And he left. He ran.
He ran.
Yeah, yeah, he did. Yeah,
he fled. Yeah, and so like, I guess it was. Well, the last time I can remember it really coming up was when the Adrian Brody did The Pianist.
The pianist.
Yeah, exactly.
Pianist.
and people
Roman
just,
Polanski's pianist.
Exactly. So, anyways, yeah, no more. I mean, it's Hollywood is finally the spotlight is on them, in more ways than one. And so,
is it a black light?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a black light. Oh gosh!
How's
that line from Guardians of the Galaxy? Don't shine a black light over there. Looked like a Jackson Pollock painting.
That's one of those lines that the kids won't understand.
Why did Peter Quill know it?
He was
8 when he was kidnapped.
Well, maybe his mom was a Jackson Pollock fan. You never know. Maybe she talked incessantly about Jackson Pollock.
Maybe.
And I guess the aliens have the ultraviolet light technology that they would. That
yeah,
they
the
also
same black light.
Black light.
Yeah. Well, maybe he could remember that. I don't know. If you're 6 or 7, maybe have black light.
But oh yeah, black light's
pretty
cool.
That's
pretty popular.
The kind of thing that he.
Yeah.
There's some gaps, some plot holes when you start thinking about
they
that.
All
that's
do.
Podcast,
they
I
all do. They all.
I think we
have
may have
plot
even
holes.
covered them before on this podcast.
Have we? I don't even. I
not
can't
since,
keep up.
Maybe not since the second one came out.
I can't keep up.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a ton of plot holes in The Last Jedi, but...
You know. How dare you?
Is it... it might have been our go-to Babylon Bee satirical news site that had a headline, something about grown man complains about plot holes in movie featuring space wizards with laser swords.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, maybe so.
I was listening to another movie podcast today, and they were of course bringing up the bombing sequence at the beginning, and the one of the women on there was like, well, you know, I think that maybe they were actually in atmosphere, because you know when those TIE fighters hyperspaced in, you could hear a boom, so it makes me think that maybe they were in atmosphere, so that would explain a little bit of what's going on there with those bombs. And all the people on there were like, oh, yeah, you know what? You're right. Because people just want to believe anything just to make sure.
That's the worst explanation I've ever heard for anything.
But everybody, there was three dudes on there, and they were like, yeah, you're probably right. That sounds plausible.
I'd wreck the car listening to that.
These people, I guess these people aren't actual Star Wars fans, because any
Star Wars fan
would know that. But the TIE fighters
don't have hyperdrives.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't. Maybe it wasn't the TIE fire that they mentioned, but it was something that came in that made a boom when it was
that's
coming.
Just
in.
That's sound effects flair. That is not.
Do they?
They're not consulting physicists.
No,
they're
not.
An atmospheric expert.
It's not a Christopher Nolan
what
movie.
What would the exact sound be if we were to swoop in at many times the speed of light and suddenly appear? Well, first of all, you would have destroyed the universe. Okay? So why don't we just stop this discussion before things get weird?
It's like a sonic boom, but with all matter.
Yes, with all simultaneously exploding.
Yeah.
Oh, so, like, the first 25 minutes of this podcast was an interview that he got to do with Rian Johnson, that one of the hosts got to do with Rian Johnson, and they were talking about the Holdo scene where she, you know, takes the Raddus and goes straight into Snoke's ship or whatever.
It's the coolest thing of all time.
It is the coolest thing of all time, and that's basically, he was like, yeah, there was that one part in Star Wars where Han Solo was talking about how, you know, if you jump into hyperspace, craziness could occur if you miss it or whatever.
Might end up in a star.
In a star. And so he was like, I just took that and expanded that idea. And then ILM just gave me a bunch of different looks. And the one we chose was the coolest looking one. It's basically what he said.
There you go. That's how we work it out.
That's how we work it out. He was like, I think he said they went it looks like a negative almost. Like a.
That was God, glorious.
So awesome.
It was so glorious.
So awesome. I could watch it. Like
here, I do watch it over and over.
I know, but I wanted to see it on IMAX. Like it ended up doing so poor, I guess, that Jumanji actually kicked it out of the local IMAX here. Like they
I think they had
I'm sure that was pre-arranged.
4 or 5 weeks.
I just remember Force Awakens being in the IMAX forever.
Well, there was nothing like
left them Jumanji, like The Rock. The Rock came in and he did whatever move he did, and just
the eyebrow.
When Disney had a, I mean, they required theaters to have it for a certain number of weeks IMAX.
Yeah.
And some theaters like were upset about that because they were like, well, if it doesn't do well, then we can't replace it. Like, we can't show anything else, so we just have an empty theater, right? So some smaller theaters had to decide not to even show it at all.
Right.
Because they could only show it for a long time. So,
Disney
played pretty hardball with that.
We're clamoring for that Maze Runner screening. We're clamoring for Maze Runner in January to take over the IMAX. You know, we don't want to keep anything cool like Star Wars in there. Got to make room for Maze Runner.
Are they still making those things?
Yeah, there's one coming out next week. They are still making.
No.
And it's going to be an IMAX.
Exist in
so
my
they
dojo.
Did the one. I mean, I haven't seen any of them, but so they did the one where they got out of the maze.
Yes.
And then they had to do one where they get back into the maze.
No, that's this one, the one that's coming out. Well, so that
isn't this the fourth one?
This is the third one. It took a couple, you know, to get through the maze, really. And then the second one, they were sort of just they were out of the maze, and trying to find what was going on. And now this third one, they have found out, well, we're going to have to go back into a maze, basically. It's ridiculous.
What an amazing story.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It's not like they have to go blow up a super weapon every other movie that looks roughly the same as
it's the previous.
Well, I'm glad that in The Last Jedi that we still had an homage to the Death Star, though, with the Death Star gun there at the end. You know, it uses Death Star technology.
Tech. Yeah, Death Star tech.
Death Star tech.
Yeah. That's the best thing ever. I don't care. I don't care how stupid it is. Yeah. It's the best thing ever.
It didn't
ever.
Look anything like it. Like, that wasn't Death Star tech. It didn't have little focusing lasers or anything.
They called it a battering ram.
Battering ram gun.
Gun is all they called
it. That is, man.
It doesn't matter.
Who are the ad geniuses who came up with this one?
So instead of just causing a massive explosion, it would just like bust the door open.
Yeah.
Wide enough
in very limited use. Like only if you have a giant door is this gun used.
Can you imagine?
Fortunately, they were like, oh my gosh. There's a giant door. We've got our battering ram gun.
You spend your whole life brainwashed into the First Order, and you're coming up the ranks, and you get your engineering assignment. You're assigned to Star Tech, Death Star Tech. Yes, secret project.
Yeah, this will be
there,
awesome.
Oh. And it's the battering ram gun. Like, oh crap!
That, you know, like the only time you ever get to see action is when the Resistance has a giant door.
Giant door. How excited would that have been? Man, you'd be freaking out because somehow that gun survived on the other half. It was on the other half of the ship that didn't get torn apart. It's beat down. I mean, a lot of things had to go your way, and then it works. Like you get your moment of triumph.
Yeah, like it legit. Yeah, the thing worked fine, right? It punched a tiny little hole in there that nobody seemed to rush toward.
I just think it was a missed opportunity. They could have showed a Death Star gunner again, and they didn't even bother. They could have had a little guy. Like moving they didn't even bother.
Yeah. Hear it pitch down.
Yeah,
tone pitch down as he pulls.
That was a good. That's Ben Burke. That's classic.
Yeah.
Ben Burke. Yeah.
Like, why not take that opportunity to show your Death Star gunner again? He could have had his moment to shine.
Sure. Did it even look like a Death Star?
No.
There was nothing about
it. No, there was nothing about it.
Death Star. They just no green lasers, no focusing.
Yeah.
There wasn't anything.
Death Star Tech.
It's just a word. Just a shit.
Star Tech. Yeah.
I'm starting to not like this movie. And hey, instead of using your battering ram gun to get in, because obviously that was the only way in or out.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously.
Except for however they kept coming to and fro from those ditches. Okay, well, wait a minute. So there is another way in. Well, why don't we just go follow this tunnel?
They don't want to go out to the battlefield, you know, just willy-nilly like that. I mean, that's
it's
dangerous.
It's not as impressive. You can't get the walkers in there, the little trench doors. And it's just not as intimidating. But, you know, they wouldn't have gotten the walkers in that little hole they punched in the door there.
No, they were going to have to still just get in there and open the door, right?
Oh, yeah, it was going to be on
foot.
Like,
that was just so we could just send one guy in to try to open.
And, you know, it probably wasn't even going to open all the way because they probably...
No, it's like, didn't you blow out an actuator or something when you shot it with your Death Star tech?
Yeah, so the thing's not... They're not going to open it any wider at that point.
Now it's... Yeah. Now it's going to be impossible.
They've really limited themselves by doing it that way.
And also, you got to walk through molten lava, molten metal, dripping. Like, it's dangerous to walk through that hole.
Yeah,
your best bet's going through the ditch.
They might have been able to get one of those chickens.
Squeeze your fat ass through that back door like the coyotes did.
Yep.
Coyotes. Yep. Oh, God.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert. There's coyotes.
Crystal coyotes, I think they were. Yep.
I can't remember what their actual name is. It was like Vulpix.
Vulpix, or maybe.
Something ridiculous. That Pablo Hidalgo had to come up with.
A disappointing.
And now he's got to justify somehow too.
That's Vulpine, I guess. Is
Michael? Do you have a Vulpix stuffy?
No, there hasn't been one yet, but I'm sure there will be.
That's disappointing because they were pretty cool looking.
Oh, there's not even a Porg stuffy yet.
I don't know how they sneak up on anything. They tinkle.
Yeah, they do.
All that crystal.
Not excellent hunters. Only,
no, they're not.
They're only good at hunting hearing impaired.
I kept waiting on Clark Kent to come pick one up and throw it off into an ice sheet. Trying to make a house.
Oh, gosh.
Damn walking wind chimes. They can't sneak up on anything.
They actually made an animatronic one of those things. Instead of just all CG, they actually spent the money and made an animatronic one of those things. It's crazy. I don't know why you do that. But I guess if you've got the money to burn, why not?
Yeah.
Why not get some people to pay some people to do something you're only going to use in one shot, probably.
Yeah.
But whatever. Oh, man.
But I guess even though they're easy prey, I mean, I guess it's like biting into, if you're another animal, it's like biting a mouthful of glass shards or something.
Right, yeah, they don't look very delicious.
They probably don't have...
I didn't see a ton of wildlife there. It's not
they might have been it. There were some birds.
I mean, we're saying they're coyotes, but yeah, maybe they're foragers and... Because they're set up more defensively. They're sort of like porcupines.
Well, they're more like a fox.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they eat, like they're more fox-like, I think, than wolf-like.
Yeah, crystal foxes, I think, were the...
Yeah, so they might, like... I bet they would thrive on a diet of steady diet of porg eggs.
Yeah, but I don't...
They probably raid the nests.
Probably. Yeah.
Oh, I'm assuming that they lay eggs. I guess was that did they show?
Porgs? They had some eggs.
Yeah,
they had some baby porgs. Yeah.
Do you think
they're marsupials?
Eggs.
They're not marsupials.
No. They're definitely
not like platypus.
Yeah, they definitely had eggs.
Not like the mighty kangaroo. They're not the marsupial. The kangaroo, man. I know we've talked about that before, but that's an impressive animal.
Yeah, they'll fight you.
Yeah,
and they don't taste terrible. I had a kangaroo steak fairly recently. It was not bad.
Was it a fillet?
I did.
Where in the world would you have had a kangaroo?
I had a kangaroo burger. You could just go to the store and get kangaroo meat.
Oh, you cooked it at home?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You freaking hippies.
I'll eat anything that used to be alive.
I'm guessing that was a Whole Foods purchase. I'm just gonna take a wild guess at that.
Some hippie place.
At the fair too.
Yeah, that's right. You sure
on
can.
A stick, fried
all
on
sorts
a stick.
Of things on a stick.
They had shark.
Fair.
Yeah,
shark. I sure did.
Kangaroo on a
stick.
They
were sold out. I tried to get shark. They're sold out. Shark.
Shark's not bad. Yeah, shark's good. Yeah. Kangaroo.
No manatee though.
I wonder what that stuff really is, because they could fry anything. And
what at the fair? Who knows? It's a
lot of possum.
A lot of possum. I'm pretty sure
they probably swing by the Humane Society on the way to the setup fair.
The fair is so skeevy.
It is.
Oh, it's man. A dirty.
I saw the Greatest Showman, and it just made me think about the performers and the little circus at the fair.
Yeah, so they're sad it's, folks. Yeah. All those carnies, I'm always afraid one's going to bite me.
There's this kid, though. I guess his spirit hadn't been drained completely from him. He was pretty entertaining. He was the trampoline thing.
Well, he has to be. I mean, he was human trafficked. That's how he got there. That's all the fair is. Every time you see a person get on a Ferris wheel, and they don't ever come back around.
It is educational for the kids, because I took my daughters, and the very first thing we interaction you have is we walked up and they have the little ticket booth, and I got the tickets, and my 7-year-old said, "Is that your job, just to sit in there all day?"
Oh my gosh.
In the little tiny room.
Yes. Yeah,
a little cabinet
in a porta potty with a window cut out.
Yep. You just sit there all day? Yeah.
Were you mindlessly strapped armbands on people.
My
wife won't let me take the kids to the fair. That's
Don't you have to keep your kids will get trafficked. I mean, they'll just keep right up. They'll end up in a Baltic state somewhere. Next time you see your kids, will be on an ad from Estonia.
Yeah. Yep. Well, if you're lucky, maybe they'll show up on like Estonia's Got Talent.
Kid. Dance. Yeah, Alabama State Fair and Human Trafficking Expo.
Well, they couldn't even call it State Fair, could they? They just called it the Alabama Fair. That's when you know it's sketchy.
Oh yeah, the one here close. Yeah, that's not the State Fair. Yeah, the State Fair. I don't even know if they really. The State Fair used to be in Bessemer, but I don't know.
It was in Five Points West. Nobody listening will know where that is. But
right. Yeah.
Look, I saw Empire Strikes Back. In fact, on a drive-in at the fairgrounds at Five Points West in 1980.
Oh, wow. Now that's worth it. I can't remember the first. I think the first Star Wars movie I saw in an actual theater was Return of the Jedi, I think, if I'm not mistaken. But I can't remember where I was when I saw it. We were overseas a lot, so I don't think we had many opportunities to see Empire anywhere.
Yeah.
Well, you certainly weren't in the Far East, because that's why they've got so much trouble getting traction now.
I don't know, though, but Force Awakens made a crap ton of money in China.
It didn't make that much, I don't think. I mean, it did. I think it had a better opening weekend than 20 million or whatever Last Jedi did.
It's like tanked and gone.
I mean,
it's
Rogue One did better than Last Jedi.
Yeah.
But I don't know what's going on over there. I mean, I don't know what competition they had. I know there were a couple of pretty big
local
Chinese
stuff.
Productions
that
it was competing with. And
it probably still have that the Great Wall.
I'm trying to remember the
Matt
name
Damon.
Of it. Let me see if I can look up the name here. It was because it was the number one movie that weekend was the third in a series.
Yes, yeah.
Something about X's.
They churn them out over there.
Yeah.
It was a pretty entertaining name.
Yeah, I mean,
I'd never heard of Star Wars, I probably would have gone to the other one.
And they don't want to show, and I think the Canto Bites, I'm sure the government doesn't want that sort of opulence to be out among the commoners.
You don't want people getting hope about their station. Yeah.
No, you just stay where you are.
They are obsessed with the rock over there.
Kibbutz or whatever. Yeah, keep working your kibbutz or whatever they work on over there.
Oh, okay. So the big issue was that it went from 29 million the first week in China to 2.4 million the second week.
Whoa, that's a drop right there.
A 90% drop off or something.
Yeah, that's not what you want to see.
And what Jumanji's like staying up there though, right? I mean, they're pretty into the rock over there.
Yeah.
I mean, he made a special trip over there for the premiere, so.
Well, they sent everybody.
The Rock is not just an American treasure. Okay, he is a worldwide treasure.
He is a worldwide treasure. That's right.
International treasure for sure.
I'm worried about his next movie, though, Rampage. I think it's maybe a bridge too far.
That's going to be awesome.
Just like
the video game.
I don't know.
Okay, so
a giant monkey, a giant lizard, and a giant wolf tearing buildings apart. What not to love?
That's true.
It's like everything Pacific Rim.
I don't know what I'm thinking.
Yeah, you give me a crossover with that, with Rampage and Pacific Rim, and you'll make $100 million just off of me. I'm going to go into heavy debt watching that movie.
Candy Crush debt. That's some Candy Crush.
Candy Crush kind of debt.
Yeah.
So the name of the Chinese film that took the top spot was a sequel called The X File, and that's EX as in like an ex-girlfriend.
Sure.
The X File : The Return of the X's.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
They don't have to try with the titles. I mean, because that's just the translation. I mean, we don't care. I mean, that's just what it translates into in English. They don't.
Yeah,
that's not.
So the Chinese title is probably better.
It's probably way better than
right.
That.
Yeah, yeah, so, yeah. Yeah,
and that's already a great title.
Yeah, I mean, I want to see it.
I know, I do too. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think Disney should be disappointed with their opening weekend. I mean, the 90% drop. That's bad.
It's pretty bad.
But if you're coming in second, you might as well as coming in second to a movie like that.
To a movie like that, exactly. Oh man.
Well,
I think we've solved it.
We solved it, yeah.
Yeah. We've solved it.
Yeah. Another case closed.
What did we solve exactly?
Not much. Not much this time.
I don't feel any better off now than I did when we started.
Somehow your phone made it the whole time, though.
Oh, yeah. Let's see how I'm doing.
What's your battery life at?
34, man.
Oh, it's getting better. Yeah. Maybe it's
getting better. It's inexplicably getting better. Look, it got so hot the other day. I was sitting in my living room on my couch watching TV, and I reached to touch the phone, and I had to drop it because it was too hot.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, you can watch the battery drain, like 20%, 19, 18. And I was like, holy crap. So I turned it off. And since I have turned it off and back on, it has performed much better.
Huh. Interesting. It's becoming sentient. It's just it needed.
It's
learning.
It does kind of do its own thing.
Yeah.
Does. Listen closely in case if Siri starts to sound more like Scarlett Johansson, then.
Oh yeah.
Oh man.
You don't want that. That's the beginning of the end. Yeah. As much as that would be enticing.
Going full Mark of the Beast, you might as well as.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, I'm embracing the whole thing. I mean, I'm doing Apple Pay now.
Yeah, you might as well. It's no point.
I got everything stored on my Apple Wallet.
Yeah,
they know everything.
Yeah, it's
you know, the state of Alabama. When I renewed my driver's license online, I didn't even have to go to the DMV. They emailed me a version of my license that goes into my Apple Wallet.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, so I've got a driver's license on my Apple Wallet.
Huh.
And they had a instead of getting a new picture made, they found a random candid of you that they took without your knowledge.
They just used the one off my last license.
Huh.
Yeah. So well, yeah, but the next time I'll have to go in for a new picture. But if you're over a certain age, then you only have to get a new picture every 8 years now. So
really? Oh, I get a new one every time.
Well, and they make you take your glasses off now too, which I hate. I don't like that. They made me do that last time.
Well, it's probably your fault because you went in there with your your transitions.
It screwed
they
up
take
the camera.
A flash photo of it.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Now you look like Jim Jones. Your dark glasses on. Look, I look so. I got a haircut today. I look magnificent, by the way.
Oh, well, good.
The stylist did she cut a hard part into my hair.
What?
How does that?
Like etched it in there.
Huh.
I look fantastic.
In there. So how's that? What's going to happen when that starts to grow back out?
Well, I guess I need to go.
You got
to
go do it again.
Up again.
Now she's got you on the hook
narrow.
Now.
Like it's, you just use the edge of the clippers just right in there to kind of cut a part in, but it's just really well defined.
Yeah,
she's got because it always got away from me a little bit.
She's got she's got you on the hook now. Now you have to go.
Oh
back
I got to go back every 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, she's got you. She did.
Stop.
Yep.
For a shampoo too.
Shampoo.
That's I felt like shampoo I needed to send her flowers after that thing.
Yeah, I guess so. Oh gosh.
As long as you tip. Tipped well. That's probably.
Oh yeah.
Wait, you guys tip your haircut people?
What? Oh yeah. What?
What?
That's your joke.
I usually double it. I usually do 100%.
100%.
Yeah. Well, it's a $15 haircut. I'm not. It's not a $400 Bill Clinton on LAX on the tarmac cut.
We forgot to tip the pizza guy the other night because. I'm so used to these apps having the ability to tip on the app.
Oh, yeah. You tip online.
And
yeah,
Pizza Hut doesn't do that.
Oh.
And there was a miscommunication, and so I can't ever order from Pizza Hut again.
Oh, no. You definitely do not like this.
Yeah, that's just not something that.
And do not accept any. If you go a while without ordering, they'll send you one complimentary. Do not eat it.
Do not eat it. Yeah. That's right. I was so concerned about it, I almost went up there the next day, but then I didn't.
Look, I did that once. I was at a bar, and I was toasted enough to where I couldn't do simple math anymore. So I way under tipped, and then I realized it later when I found the receipt in my back pocket or something. I'm like, oh no, did I really? So I went back. I kept going back until that bartender was working again. So I could be like, I'm so sorry, I was too drunk to math. Here is what you were really owed.
Yeah, I just won't ever use Pizza Hut again. I mean, which is fine, but I mean, I'll just. Yeah, I was petrified. I was like, "Oh gosh, I don't like that you." I mean, because that's how those guys live. I mean, those pizza, especially the drivers, they don't.
The drivers, yeah. They're not making anything.
So yeah, I won't be using that Pizza Hut again.
Yeah, no.
Well, I don't know if we have any. Administrative updates. We did have.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I was contacted by the winner of our first review contest.
Well, there you go. That's special.
So we're gonna get that squared away.
Well, good. What any new reviews since the last time we met?
I haven't checked. I mean, we said 60 days, right?
Oh yeah, so yeah. We've got plenty of time.
We've still got about a month and a half left. Yeah.
Plenty of time. No,
so
no worries.
So keep leaving
there.
Those reviews. Yeah.
And I guess we took the art contest out off the table. We're just not.
Well, that expired, I think, at the end of the year.
Yeah,
the
we're done with that. So nobody participated in that, which is a shame. But
not wholly unexpected, but a shame.
No, not
but a shame. Yes.
I mean, at this point, the audience can't even be bothered to point out a Poggle card.
Oh,
although,
gosh.
To be fair, it would be interesting to find out how much of our audience is even. As active in the app as we are, which is to say not very.
I mean, Rhett's the only one that's doing everything. I mean, but
well, I'm not even doing everything anymore.
Yeah
just the marathons.
That's way more
files. Any Last Jedi set. What else?
You got a solo set coming up pretty soon, I'm
variants.
Sure.
Oh, I don't even I'm out on solo.
It's gonna be weird seeing Han Solo with a picture of Alden Ehrenreich.
Yeah,
I don't like it at all.
Lando Calrissian with a picture of Donald Glover is going to be weird.
That's very strange.
Chewbacca
None of that makes sense.
With Jonas Samato instead of
about 6 inches shorter.
Yeah, it's too short. Yeah, it's just going to be weird. It is disturbing, but we'll see.
Could they not find somebody tall enough? Are there that few people, humans, tall enough? To...
Well, they don't live long. That's the problem. You get up about 7 feet and you check out about age 30.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Your heart explodes. Yeah.
But no, you're full.
Nobody lives. Wait a minute. Nobody lives to a ripe old age at 7 feet.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is still alive.
No, he's not.
He's not? Yes, he is.
No. No.
Yes, he is.
No, Lew Alcindor died decades ago.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is still alive. 100%.
Yeah, I know. I saw him on something the other day.
And he's like way over 70 at this point, and he's way over 7 foot. And
he is 70. He's exactly 70.
Okay, there you go. And so he's beat the statistic, I guess. But,
yeah.
I mean, you always find an exception.
The outlier.
One guy who likes solo.
Oh, God.
Yeah, the exception does not prove the rule. Yeah. All right. Well, so continue to leave your reviews on iTunes, and we'll have another drawing soon. Thank y'all for listening. Find us on Twitter, CT_Illuminati. Tommy, Michael, thanks for being here.
Yeah, it was fun.
Brett, thank you.
Hey, but don't review this one. Review one of the better ones.
Right. You know, I think that I'm kind of to blame for the magazine thing, and I think it got off on the wrong foot when you said highlights. I was really taken aback, and it just, I didn't know how to proceed at that point.
That's okay.
I don't know why it's any weirder than any other. It's just
Michael. You
rolled
don't have
up.
To take blame for that. That was. We can lay that solely on Rhett's shoulders.
What I didn't do. I just
because you mentioned. I mean, something about you were concerned about your joke.
I was, and the Rhett had to just. I mean, it's like you could have said Sesame Street magazine, basically. I mean, it's
I don't know what Sesame Street. I don't know. That's not even a magazine.
Oh no, there's
it's not a real thing.
You could have at least said Nintendo Power. Like
I thought about Nintendo Power is the first thing I thought of, and I was like, that doesn't. I don't think that really goes for what I'm trying to say.
Trying to convey.
I don't know what you're into, and I don't think I want to. I don't
but Nintendo Power was the very first one. I was going to do a Power Glove bit and all that, but I went last second. I went with highlights.
Yeah, it was last second. Okay.
Highlights are good. I have the hardest time finding all the different things in some of those.
God. Oh my God!
It's like find 10 different animals in this desert scape or whatever. I'm like, hell, I can't find but 6.
If it's black and white, they are a lot harder.
Yeah, man, it was tough.
Yeah, if it's in color, at least you've got a little to go off of. I don't even know what the Forbes thing is.
Oh, the Forbes thing. So the whole Forbes thing is that Trump, what's her face, Stormy Daniels, her name is, Trump asked her to spank him with a Forbes magazine.
Now, was it specifically like,
hey,
there's a stack of magazines over there, pick Forbes up, or did he just hand her whatever magazine was within reach and it happened to be Forbes?
Well, according to the article, he requested Forbes, like he wanted her. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it was probably Forbes with him on the cover. Sure.
The article didn't get that specific. It just, I mean, just.
I think he would only have magazines around him.
Right. I can't imagine that he's got. Yeah. I think that would be
with his
definitely.
Face on it. Yeah.
That'd be. That's a weird cat, isn't it?
Oh, he's a.
Well, I'm glad we were able to fix your battery.
It just wanted to be used.
I just need enough. I just need enough charge to re-up my highlights subscription.
Oh, God. I was hoping you would say something about Candy Crush, but maybe that's even worse. Who knows?
When's that movie coming out?
Oh, I know, right? It's got to be out pretty soon. That'll be next.
Yeah.